96.5 TIC, 8:31. Time for the lighter side. What kind of stories do you have, Christine?
Well, apparently, some Australian researchers have discovered that horns are growing on young people's skulls. And you want to know what's to blame?
Horns? Actual horns?
Actual horns.
What's to blame?
Give the man a bell. Ding, 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 ding.
Cell phones?
Cell phone use
what?
Is to blame.
Oh, no.
Now, think about it. New research in biomechanics suggests that when young people are developing, think of how they sit with their head down, looking at their second screen. They're not looking up, and they're not looking around as we've developed. They're looking down constantly, which shifts the weight from the spine to the muscles at the back of the head, causing bone growth in the connecting tendons and ligaments.
So they're actually growing horns.
Yeah, the weight transfer causes buildup.
Because of the cell phones.
Yeah, the result is a hook or a horn-like feature jutting out from the skull just above the neck.
I gotta start carrying my cell phone in my lap.
From what I understand, it won't help. You are so stupid.
Think about it. I'm telling you, if you don't get it now, you'll be laughing later.
Back in January, KFC started testing a new fried chicken sandwich with Cheetos as a topping.
Oh, man.
And a Cheetos-flavored sauce.
Let me guess, a huge hit.
Oh, gosh, that's putting it mildly. The test went so well, they're rolling it out nationwide.
Oh, my God.
Starting July 1st.
What is it going to be called, though? Is it a name for it?
Oh, just look for Cheetos on
Death?
The menu. Meanwhile, not to be outdone, Taco Bell is opening up a new luxury hotel.
Right.
In Palm Springs, California for the weekend of August 9th.
I heard about this.
They're going to start taking reservations online next Thursday at 1 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, and in one of my podcasts, I let you hear what the experience might be like on that.
Of a luxury experience at a Taco Bell hotel?
You're in the Taco Bell hotel. You're in your room.
Taco Bell hotel. You check in, but you don't check out?
It's called The Bell, is what the place
is
called.
This is a brilliant... Taco Bell's marketing people are geniuses.
Yeah, and you have a problem with the water in your room, try to call down to the front desk and see what happens.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
Oh, no.
Now, does everything come with, like, fiery sauce? So when you check in, do you get, like, a few packets?
The rooms are theme rooms.
Are they? Are you joking or
no,
are you serious?
No, I'm not. It's called The Bell. That's the name of the hotel.
And the rooms are theme rooms? They're, so, like, you can get what? Like, the nacho fries room?
Yes, they're decorated just like that.
Well, you know, Taco Bell has a line of clothing that's out and a line of accessories like blow-up beach toys.
Oh, did you say clothing and accessories?
Yes.
They have those available, too. Also, they're going to have...
I don't know if you're serious or joking.
No, I'm not joking.
You're scratching your head. That's a tell.
No.
You're lying.
Also, I'm serious. They have stuff on their menu at that hotel that are not featured at the other Taco Bell restaurants.
So, for instance, if you want to order room service, you can get like Eggs Benedict with nacho fries.
Whatever, yes.
A 7-layer burrito.
The Bell.
you
know what? I'm going to find the bit and I'm going to play it for you.
I look at you and you have like this smirk.
I'm not.
I can't tell.
I don't know which episode it's on, but it's one of the newer ones. Where I talk about the Taco Bell hotel.
Fine. It's a Taco Bell hotel. The Bell.
I'm not staying there. What are you, crazy?
Palm Springs, California for the weekend of August 9th.
It'll probably be sold out.
So what, are they taking over an existing hotel just for the weekend?
It's a pop-up hotel.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's an existing hotel.
Is that what it is?
I'm asking you. You're the one who seems to know about it now.
All I know is it's called The Bell. It's stupid.
It's not stupid. It's actually quite genius.
Instead of alarm clocks, you have mariachi players in the courtyard. Wake you up.
2/3 of us have bought something for the rush. Just because it gives you this high.
Yeah.
You know, that shopper's high.
Gotta have it, club.
Yeah, they want to feel the rush. The things we buy the most and that make us the happiest are clothing, shoes, and a computer.
Let me just say this. It doesn't even have to be stuff that you want. Just having boxes arrive at your house is a rush.
Well, I'm just going to let you know that that rush, that high, only lasts an average of 28 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you have to shop more often and make higher, more expensive purchases to get the same 28-minute high going forward. It's like a drug.
Yeah, unless a mail-order bride arrives.
Oh. Here we go.
Then it'll last a little longer, I think.
What is with you? You're making all kinds of...
I don't know.
Ridiculous comments about mail-order brides. All right.
Horns.
Horns, putting the phone in your crotch. I think the music's over.
That mean the bit's over?
I think so.
Wow. You are listening to
Craig and Company. On 96.5 TIC.